let's talk about the elephant in the room on this episode of Monday Night Raw was the shenanigans that Rhea Ripley pulled last week when she took it upon herself to sign the contract, and Rhea Ripley thought, all right, well, that was easy. This is official. This is a legal document. So if I write my name on it, then it means that I'm going to be a part of this WrestleMania match. So Adam Pearce was supposed to come out to address the situation and clear things up. And it turns out this whole time, Rhea Ripley has a rematch, which I completely forgot about. So I'm thinking, then what the fuck was the point of all of that last week? If Rhea Ripley just, she has a rematch that she can get at any point at any time, why do all of this? Now hold on, Blood. Hold on. Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, and Io Sky were all in the ring together once again. And we're not going to have a triple threat match. At least it doesn't look like that anymore, thankfully, because we already have one in place with Punk, Roman, and Seth Rollins. We thought we were going to get another triple threat match for this women's championship, but instead, Rhea Ripley is going to get her rematch that she is owed next week with special guest referee Bianca Belair, and the winner is going to go to face Bianca at WrestleMania. This whole thing is just like freaking crazy, isn't it? It's like a complete fucking mess. Because Io Sky is a champion. It should be whoever wins gets to go face Io Sky at WrestleMania. But instead, it's the champion has to defend before WrestleMania. And if she wins, then she gets to defend her title at WrestleMania. This whole thing is, it's pretty weird. But next week, we're going to see Rhea Ripley versus Io Sky, a rematch. And then I have a feeling this thing is just going to be one of those hot potato situations. I don't see Rhea Ripley losing to Io Sky next weekend for the fourth time in a row. What the fuck, you guys? Seriously. This time, BT, you're going to go first on this, and then Mr. Blood.
Thank you, Snug. I promise I will be quick. And Jesus. Okay. This has been a mess since the Elimination Chamber for the women's, okay? We have Bianca Belair win the son of a bitch when she didn't have to win it because she was interjected in her own story with Naomi and Jay, right? Not only that, you put the title on Io and further the story of Rhea cannot beat Io just to have Io week after week after week be disrespected by the two people that have a problem with each other. What the fuck? And then on top of that, you had a useless segment with Rhea Shawn Michaels signed the name on the contract and then it becomes official for nothing because apparently they had a rematch that was scheduled anyway. Like, this whole fucking thing has been a mess. If we hot potato the title back to Rhea to have Rhea versus Bianca at WrestleMania, or if Io comes in to make it a triple threat, I don't know what the fuck is gonna happen. Like, that's a good thing, but the thing is, it's shambles. It is fucking shambles. It is a mess. It doesn't make any fucking sense. And yet, these are the three women that are supposed to be the fucking faces of the women's division, but are in the shittiest build to WrestleMania. This is more worse than the Jay versus Gunther feud. It is. It is. Because this build-up is discombobulating as fuck. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Why would you hot potato the title back to each every single fucking wrestler that's there, bro? It's pissing me the fuck off, bro. And not only that, whoever walks out of WrestleMania with that title, I'm not sure it's going to make any fucking difference. It's not going to make any fucking difference because if Io walks away with it, she's going to have a dog shit reign. If Rhea walks away with it, what the fuck is she gonna do? Have another feud with Liv Morgan's bitch ass? But if Bianca wins it, all that's gonna happen is this long ass feud with Naomi. And then Jade's possibly gonna interfere. That's all that's gonna happen. It's so predictable at this point, but at the same time, unpredictable. Does that make sense? Because they have so many different layers. And usually that's a good thing with Triple H. But the way that they do it is just so discombobulating. I know it sounds weird, but I understand what Triple H is doing. He's doing so many fucking layers, but it's getting so much. It's beginning to be too much. He's doing way too much. And yeah, the segment last week was bullshit. Because if they had a rematch, there was no point for it. So, again, another crash out. But, oh, fuck me. This build-up is worse than the Jay versus Gunther build-up. It is. It is. Point blank, period. No what-ifs, buts about it. Nobody can change my mind on it. Fucking worst feud. Swear to God.
As far as concerned, look, I've said this. This will be the third or fourth time I've had to reiterate this. They messed up with the chamber. Having Bianca in the chamber messed it up. Or sorry, having Bianca win the chamber messed it up. It should have been that either Io or Rhea won the title from Liv initially. Correct? Great. Io in the chamber wins the chamber, challenges Rhea. They tell the story of can Rhea finally beat Io? She's never been able to do it. And Bianca Belair's story remains where the bigger focus and the longer build for her has been, with more layers, that's more interesting for her with Jade and Naomi. Then we never have to worry about this bullshit shotgun booking. Another problem is that they keep redoing the same spot to incite the overarching issue where they keep pie-facing EO. And it's like, dude, this is the third time. And now I'm sorry, I'm just going to start calling EO stupid. If they've done it to you twice, why do you keep standing in the same spot so they can do it again? It's happened twice. You're an idiot. Okay? Like, legit. Here's another thing that no one's talked about or mentioned. Bianca got booed.
Oh,
She
yeah.
was the only one out of the three of them that got booed tonight.
Yeah.
They're either going to turn her heel or the audience already feels like she is one, or they're sick of her too. Because I've been sick of her for a while. I've been saying this. She's gotten stale. She needs a heel turn, but she's also doing nothing but like heelish shit. She's been having these heel tendencies. Keep in mind, she. What I find hilarious to me, right, is that the only reason I can assume that they are edging Bianca to heel is that they're going to have Bianca wind up eventually siding with Naomi so Jade can be the face in their feud. That's what I think is happening here. And they're trying to lay the breadcrumbs for her elsewhere so it doesn't just feel so forced on SmackDown where they're just going to go, it was me the whole time. No, it's because it's like, no, we already did that with Naomi. We can't just do it with you too because you played the victim card. So now, if you go back as a heel, it's going to have to come down to either you were in on it with Naomi the entire time, but then why did you let Naomi get her ass beat by Jade twice? Or it's going to be, you know what, I changed my mind. I decided Naomi was right and I was wrong. And now we think that, you know, Naomi was right. And here's a stupid thing. That match next week. Now, it's supposed to be special guest referee, right? So, as far as concerned, it's simple. Adam Pearce is the dumbest GM in history. If he wants a decisive fucking match, why on earth would he put the only other person here who has gotten physical with these girls in an altercative way three fucking times now? Why would you make them the ref and just assume that they're gonna remain in fucking partial? How stupid is that?
Yeah, that's true.
Then you're having okay, because at the same time, because I got a quick fix for you. I got a quick fix. Okay? It's going to be fucking Io versus Rhea next week, one-on-one for a pinfall or submission. No one is allowed at ringside. Everyone is barred from ringside. Bianca, you are barred from ringside.
I thought that's what he was going to do at first. Like, Bianca, yeah, and then you're not allowed to be out there.
But, but here's the thing. You know what this tells me? Adam Pearce is a fucking gaslighter, bro. He's gaslighting him. Because he's acting like he's so angry about it, but then he's like, you know what? Since we're going to have a decisive, definitive winner and outcome, and we're going to have a clean match, so I have a championship going in WrestleMania. Da, da, da. So you, who has been beating up you, who has been beating up you, who's been beating up those two, who have been beating up each other, to make sure that we get a good, clean win, I'm going to put you and you that have a problem with each other against each other for your rematch, which, by the way, I'd like to reiterate, didn't we get rid of the rematch clause like 4 years ago? Three, 4 years ago? Remember that? Where several years ago, Vince McMahon came out and literally said there will be no more rematches. Rematch clause are gone. And we never had a definitive fucking promo that ever reiterated them. Notice how whenever a champion has lost or won or any, or like, sorry, lost their title, they've never gotten to invoke the rematch clause. The feud just continues because they keep attacking to make it more personal. Notice how in every feud, someone will get attacked, from behind, starts a feud, champion loses their title, you know, or whatever. Hey, I want my rematch loss. No, you lost. You got to go to the back of the line. That's what it's been for the last several years. There's never been, I'm invoking my rematch clause. That hasn't happened in a long time. So how on earth do we just magically pull the rematch clause back out of the ass that we literally had a whole televised segment 4 years ago where they got rid of it, and they never said it was reiterated or reinstated, and then now that's magically going to be the fucking match for next week, right? And he's like, I want a one-on-one match. Whoever wins is facing fucking Bianca and Mania. It's like, dude, it's going to be a triple threat. You know why? Because it's a special referee match between three people who fucking hate each other. Because that always ends decisively without problems, interference, or all three of them kicking the shit out of each other. It's going to get turned into a triple threat match because of it.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. So it's literally like Adam Pearce is gaslighting them to get them into the triple threat. It's like, dude, just make it a fucking triple threat then. Give Rhea her rematch clause at Mania in a triple threat. Why are we making Io defend again right now, 2 weeks before she defends?
No, you're absolutely right.
What the
about,
fuck is that?
You're absolutely right about everything, Mr. Blood. What is going to happen? Whoever attacks Bianca Belair is basically going to get disqualified, right?
I bet either Io, because if Rhea disqualifies herself, right, then she forfeits it. So that tells me two things have to happen. Either Bianca attacks Rhea because she has more animosity towards Rhea than she does Io. So Bianca's got to attack Rhea, which, pardon me, basically screws over the entire integrity of the match, forcing Adam Pearce to make it a triple threat. Or Rhea attacks Io, or sorry, not Rio, Bianca attacks Io, and the match is, and then Rhea's like, well, I'm not going to do it this way either, and it just turns into a massive brawl, because neither of the two in the match are going to attack the ref to get DQ'd, because that's not the way Io does things, that's certainly not the way Rhea does things, so one has to guess, it's got to be Bianca doing something to one of them that gets the match thrown out by Pierce and turns it into a triple threat.
That's crazy. It's going to be chaotic. I don't remember that segment that you're talking about how there was.
Yeah, does anybody else just nod your head if you remember getting rid of the rematch clause years ago on a TV segment? Like, it was literally a segment where they threw it away. They said no more.
Well, if you remember it vividly, then it probably did happen. I mean, but
I just want to make sure I don't know.
I just don't think that I'm pretty sure we've had at least once or twice a former champion cash in his rematch clause. I'm pretty sure we've seen that at least.
Not that I can remember because think about it.
No, I don't remember.
Was there ever a rematch? Uh-huh. Well, I mean, was there a rematch clause when Roman stole those titles from the Fiend?
I don't know, but
you know. You know, like,
This
I
is
mean,
something that I do want to backtrack to. Maybe we can look it up, and next time we
it's
meet, we
basically
can
like the
talk about
wild card rule. It's like the wild card rule, bro. They pull it out of their ass whenever it's convenient to have someone hop brands, so they can pretend that the brand separation is actually makes sense, that the draft is worth it, and
All
then they
right.
throw it out after a month of using it.
It's gonna happen to everybody. It just is. As much as I would have loved to have Rhea versus Io at WrestleMania, which is what I think was originally planned, it's not going to happen. But the thing is, unlike Vince, Triple H actually listens to the fans. And it's very clear that when the original title change happened, the fans were pissed because Rhea should not have lost that title. The fans were pissed. They really did not want Io as that champion. They really didn't. So the only way to fix that is either, well, there's two ways. One, just make it a damn triple threat. Or, and honestly, I think this is the more likely option, they hot potato it back to Rhea, which will give us that massive seat selling match that we've all been wanting between Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair. We said it back when the titles first the t that title first changed. That is a bigger match than Io versus Bianca. It just is. It is a way bigger match. And at this point, I think that's what we're getting.
I find this whole thing fucking stupid. It is plain simple. It's fucking stupid. Why? Why? Just why not making a triple threat in the damn first place? You see that they're having issues. Okay, fine. You triple threat at Mania. But no, they want to do. You. Why did Rhea even lose the title? She shouldn't have even lost. Like, you want to put it on Io, and then have Bianca, Rhea, and Io go at it for a couple weeks, and then you want to make Bianca a special guest referee of Rhea and Io's match. And are we really gonna have a title hot potato? Like, I mean, I'm not saying that I don't want Rhea to win. I want Rhea to win. But are we really gonna have a title hot potato after what, couple weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? I just don't understand. And why even have Bianca do anything to do with this match? She's just obviously gonna cost one of them the match. It's plain stupid.
Hey, I really quick, I had an idea. Sorry, I'm doing something. I'll be right back, but really quick. Here's the thought. What if Bianca screws over Io on purpose because she wants to settle the score with Rhea Ripley at Mania, so she screws Io out of the title next week on purpose. And then Adam Pearce adds Io back to the match, creating it a triple threat.
Make this man a GM.
All right, let's move on here. I think we can all agree that this freaking thing with the women's world title is a fucking chaotic boil of madness. We also had a women's intercontinental title match, Lyra Valkyrie versus Raquel Rodriguez, which the wrong person won, in my opinion. Lyra Valkyrie pinned Raquel Rodriguez, even with the help of Liv Morgan. We also had CM Punk cut a promo to announce a contract sign-in with himself, Roman, and Seth Rollins. Also, kind of mentioning the favor and mentioning that Paul Heyman is not only Roman's wise man, and gave a wink to the camera. So kind of teasing more dissension there between Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman. So we had an interesting promo from CM Punk tonight as well. But I'm going to move on to the main event, which was Penta versus Braun Breaker for the Intercontinental Championship. Now, this is a match that I did not expect to see on a Monday Night Raw. I thought we were going to see this match at WrestleMania. I thought that this was what everything was going to lead to, was Penta versus Braun Breaker at Mania. But we saw it tonight. It was in the main event. And the story behind all of this is, Penta going to join the Judgment Day? Dom Mysterio has been trying to recruit Penta to join the Judgment Day. We finally got the answer after the match. The Judgment Day got involved. They ended up causing Penta the title. Braun Breaker won by disqualification, so he got to keep his title. Penta was obviously not happy about that. But to all of like the people that just... Hey, I know we just got done trashing the booking in the women's title division, but this is a perfect example of Penta's booking being very, very good. It's still making him look good. There's people that are saying like, oh, Penta, he went from being this big deal to wrestling dark matches and wrestling before the show, and he's not even on TV. Oh, how far has Penta fallen? He should have just stayed in AEW. And it's like, well, actually, no. Penta, he's main eventing shows now. He's getting title matches versus top guys like Braun Breaker. He's involved in an important storyline with the Judgment Day. Penta, and Rey Fénix hasn't even been added to the mix. Now, I don't think they're going to be on the same shows, but the fact that Rey Fénix is going to be in the same company, there's a lot of great things happening with Penta in the WWE, and I'm excited for him, and I'm excited for the Penta fans, but I just wanted to throw that out there. Mr. Blood, we're going to go with you first this time. What did you think about this main event?
I thought it was great. I mean, Penta's freaking phenomenal. I think he's shown that to the wider WWE audience by this point. I mean, if his first match didn't set you onto him, his second match definitely should have. I think putting him up against, if I remember correctly, he debuted against Chad Gable, right? And I mean, if you wanted to really showcase someone's well-rounded abilities, from presentation to in-ring work to their crowd, you know, crowd connection, putting him up with, pairing him with Chad out the gate was just such a smart decision. Pairing him with Braun is an even smarter decision, because you're showing all these other people from other companies, other defects from AEW, that, hey, like Cody Rhodes, like Penta, like Jade Cargill, we keep telling y'all, you come back over here, it's not like it was when AEW started and had to be that alternative for the last fan. No, 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 no. You got a guy who genuinely cares about the wrestling aspect of things, not just storytelling. And he's going to present you in a way that matters. And for the people here who want to keep complaining that, oh, they're Penta of this, Penta of that, he should have stayed in AEW. Are you kidding? He should have stayed in AEW? No, 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 no. Hold on, hold on. He's only been in the company for about, what, a month and a half maybe now? Maybe? Okay? Keep in mind, a month and a half, man, they're already booking him in dark matches. Dude, WWE doesn't even do dark matches anymore, homie. They do live events. And CM Punk was just wrestling Gunther on a live event. So it's not like live events are this death toll, whatever. Everybody does live events on the European tour.
They
tours,
do dark matches, okay? Too, though. But
yeah, but they wrong with they that, really though. Stopped doing them. It's nothing wrong, because if anything, you're just hyping the crowd. What's wrong with doing a dark match? And by the way, and you guys have heard this, and it's now become this kind of joke where you guys have grown at it. But let me speak to the audience here who do bitch about Penta's booking. As a former professional wrestler, I would rather be utilized in that stadium that I travel all the way to, whether I'm on TV or not, because I'm not just in this shit for TV time, man. I'm in it for the love of the fucking game, bro.
Wait, are you a former professional wrestler?
Shut the fuck up. But as someone who can look at Penta and go, it ain't just about the money, bro. You don't do this shit just for the money unless your name's Goldberg. Okay? You do it because you love it, right? Penta is racking up his bump card, racking up, getting his reps in the ring. And so what? We didn't have enough time for you, you know, 1 week out of the 6 weeks you've been here. We didn't have time to put you on the show because we had other stories that had to be told. So you wrestled in the same arena when the show went off air or before it went off air just to hype the crowd up. Who fucking cares, bro? It's one goddamn week. That's like, if that's the case, then I guess you could say that Roman's booking is bullshit because he's only here 9 times a year with that logic. It's stupid logic. No. Penta, this is a great match.
Penta debuted January 13th, so he's been with the WWE a little
like a month and a half. Oh, 2 months. Sorry, 2 months. So
I was just about to say he was in the Rumble 2 months ago.
Yeah, so it's literally like, dude, he's been here for a cup of coffee and about a quarter of another cup of coffee. He hasn't even started yet, and they've been giving him great, great match times with freaking Chad. Championship freaking main events to close out the show. You know, because they could have just stuck him on SmackDown on USA. They said, no. We're going to put you on Netflix Raw, the thing that is our biggest deal right now, in the main event, Intercontinental Championship. We're going to let you go with one of the best guys we have on this roster to close out the show. And we're going to protect you in the finish by having you lose from interference. Okay? So as far as it's concerned, it's like, dude, they're not treating Penta bad. If anything, they're proving that they want to protect this character. They want to showcase him the best way possible. Not everybody can just join the company and get put in the fucking world title picture, okay? He is a great performer. The crowd loves him. Obviously, he's got great chemistry in the ring with everybody he's with so far. So clearly, he's a safe worker, and he's easy to work with. What's there not to love? What are you complaining about? It's been 2 months, people. Let them keep cooking with him. It's a slow burn, baby. Because eventually, give it 6 months, that dude is going to, he could be tied with Jey Uso in merch sales in 6 months. You don't know. He's really hot right now, and WWE is capitalizing on that. And this was great. It protected him in the finish. Don't have Braun lose that title before Mania. Mm-hmm. Let that title change happen at Mania if it's going to happen at all. But this was a great match. And if people are going to complain about something like this, and not think about the fact, oh, the Judgment Day got interviewed. Okay? They're giving him story. Okay? Oh, he lost the Braun Breaker. They're trying not to ruin the title change before Mania, and they still protected him in the loss because of the interference. This is all great for him. It's really, really good for him. Mm-hmm. So stop complaining and enjoy the ride they're taking you on, because so far, they haven't screwed this man up at all. In fact, they're proving to you that they want to do him right. And I'm here for it, bro. It's great. I love seeing him on my TV. I really do.
A little disappointed because Penta didn't win. I really think that he deserves, but it doesn't really make sense to change the title right before Mania, tying into what we just talked about last thing. Yeah, but you understand my point. I didn't understand why they had Judgment Day come out, but then started to realize, wait a minute, they are probably trying to build a good story, but we could possibly see Braun Breaker and Penta versus two members of the Judgment Day, or this could possibly be some way to break up Finn, like, have Finn betray. I don't know. It's like Blood said, it's story. You can't just take one look at it and say, this sucks. You have to give it time. And I'm all for it. I didn't like the idea at first. I'm like, why put Penta in this? But now I'm seeing what they're cooking up, and I'm starting to like it.
Yeah, we are truly, and not to take the slogan from The Rock, but we are truly seeing and smelling what Triple H is cooking. He's cooking it up. And with people saying, oh, like, he should have stayed in AEW, I'm sorry, 2 months into his WWE career, 2 months, and there are already bootleg Penta shirts on TikTok right now. There are already, like, fake Penta WWE shirts that are extremely hot right now, that people are actually buying. This man absolutely should be in the main event. And let's be honest, at some point, he absolutely will be a world champion. 2 months and he's already this hot, like coming up on Jay? So he's like right on Jay's tail right now when it comes to popularity wise. I mean, cero miedo. The entire crowd says it every time.
All right, I'm sorry to be Tommy in this situation, but I'm glad that I get to do this for the first time. There is one thing that you poor cunts have fucking forgot. It is the fact that Dominic last week accusingly said that he was speaking to Penta about joining the Judgment Day, which is why they helped him beat Bron Breakker, like, or disqualified, basically. And Dominic was giving Penta the chair, and he's like, this is part of the Judgment Day, zero miedo, no fear Judgment Day, no fear Judgment Day. And then what does he do? Chucks a chair to him, kick in the face. Dominic's a dumb cunt, which is why Finn was losing his shit. Which is why he was losing his shit. And he started getting more aggressive. And if this man does not kick Dominic in the dick next week, I'm going to lose it. I am going to fucking lose it. Because Dominic is doing everything in his power to find another member of the Judgment Day. And Finn is just fed up with it. I would be too. I would be too. If I was that fucking delusional, thinking that I can handle everything myself, I would be pissed off too. So, Finn, kick this motherfucker in the dick so hard that he regretted ever turning on his father. Please. Please. I need to see that next week. Please.
So, we're not going to get Penta versus Bron Breakker at Mania, but it looks like this may lead to Finn Balor versus Bron Breakker at Mania, which I'm okay for. I'm good with that too. But also, Penta denied or he refused to join the Judgment Day. So now he has beef with the Judgment Day, Penta. So this could be a start of a lot of things. Penta feuding with the Judgment Day could mean eventually he's going to need backup. Maybe that's where somehow Rey Fénix comes in. Eventually, this could lead to Penta versus Finn Balor. Maybe even the demon Finn Balor. A demon Finn Balor versus Penta? I think that would be really dope. But final thoughts on this, you guys, before we get out of here. Go ahead, Blunt.
So I would like to point something out, too, is that when the Judgment Day was still its original group, remember that when they were trying to, when Finn wanted to add a brand new member in that of JD McDonagh, it was Damian Priest and Rhea was trying to play peacekeeper, but they all gave him a hard time about JD for months until JD finally became a full-fledged member of the Judgment Day. Now Finn is in that Damian Priest position, and Liv is in Rhea's position trying to play peacekeeper, right? Dom is still in that exact same spot he was, just with the different girl. And, you know, it's funny because now you have Finn trying to say, you know, when you listen to Finn, we win, but there's supposed to be no leaders, right? So I think the culmination of this story is going to come somewhere down the line at Mania, where I think the implosion of the Judgment Day happens at Mania. I think it kind of has to. I think that at this point, because we just had JD McDonagh's interview with Chris Van Fleet, I think last week, the week before last week, where he was like hoping to come back in the next couple of weeks to a month or two, is what he said. But he said a couple of weeks, hopefully. He's got to go for his bump test. But he's getting pretty close to a return here. And if the Judgment Day turns on Finn, JD could be the nail in that coffin that they're saving for that surprise. Finn brought JD into the Judgment Day, right? What if JD is the one who takes Finn out? You feel me? And then that's going to devolve into a whole nother, you know, version of the Judgment Day without Finn. And then we're going to probably get that Finn singles run out of this. But I think that this is the start of that, because they've been doing this whole dissension between Dom and Finn for a while now. And they did this exact same dissension story with Damian and Finn constantly. But before Finn can turn on Dominic, I think Dominic and Liv and Raquel and JD and Carlito, but specifically JD, is going to be that surprise nail in Finn's coffin at Mania.
I just want to point out a fact. Notice how every time there's a new luchador in WWE, they put them up against the Judgment Day. For instance, Dragon Lee, when he joined the LWO. Andrade, when he returned and he started having interactions with Dom. Penta. It's like, I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't know. I feel like we're going to probably get, if Rey Fénix debuts in time, we'll probably get the Lucha Bros versus two members of the Judgment Day.
That's a great point, Toxic. The last thing, too, that I thought was really funny about all of this was Carlito saying, maybe I should challenge for the Intercontinental Championship. Anyone else catch that?
Bro, break. Like, Braun would absolutely demolish this man.
But I want to see it. I want to see it.
Like, I agree with you. I really do want to see it as well. But let's be honest here. Carlito would get absolutely demolished.
Surprisingly, Carlito is actually the worst wrestler in the Judgment Day. He used to be so good, but if you look at how he moves in the ring now and how he wrestles now, he wrestles very lazy. He has become the worst, and that, keep in mind, Liv has become a better wrestler in ring than Carlito in the last 3 years alone. No, let's be real here. Let's be real.
Yeah, WWE World interview with Triple V. If he could still do some of the moves that he could do back in the day. No. And his response was no.
Well, okay.
Yeah, he used to springboard everywhere. I mean, but the problem is that how come Liv can do a 20-minute banger with Rhea, but Carlito can't make it out of a 5-minute singles match?
All right, we're not going to get into that tonight. That tells you everything you know. We're not going to get into that tonight because we're out of time. Maybe.
Oh, you're just upset. He's not even Mexican. Huh? You're just upset. He ain't even Mexican, bro. You ain't got to defend the homie.
No, it's just like that's something like I can sit here and call bullshit on all night, but we'll save it for another day. That was the Monday Night Raw review. And
show me a 4-star Carlito match.
Stay tuned for Friday. We're going to get together for Friday so we can go over that. And we're on the road to WrestleMania. We're in the European tour. Don't forget to keep it snug. Hit us up at the, you know, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Leave a star rating, leave a review, follow us on socials. The spinner belt is the worst belt in the whole entire world. Thank you guys.
Get the hell off of our
Have a good night. Yeah.